Next, we'll report on a plane that currently costs $250 million to build and nearly $50,000 per hour to fly. It's the F-22 stealth fighter, known as the Raptor. Here's what Defense Secretary Robert Gates had to say in April about the future of the aircraft.
We will end production of the F-22 fighter at 187.
That's what he said, and the last of those 187 airplanes has now been ordered. But in defiance of both Secretary Gates and President Obama, Congress is budgeting for at least 7 more planes, which has prompted Mr. Obama's first veto threat and set the stage for a Senate showdown. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Close to $2 billion were added to the defense spending bill now being debated on the Senate floor for 7 F-22s that both the Pentagon and the Obama White House have deemed unnecessary. Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss led the push to add that funding. He says lawmakers decide what to fund.
So to come up here and say that, well, DOD didn't request any F-22s and therefore we're to salute and go marching on is something we've never done. We did not do in this bill, and we should not have done in this bill.
Lockheed Martin makes the F-22, and it spent millions of dollars lobbying lawmakers. It's also subcontracted hundreds of suppliers in almost every state. Chambliss says ending the F-22's production would be felt nationwide.
95,000 good-paying jobs across America. Several thousand of those jobs are in my home state.
Leading the fight against the F-22 is the man who lost to President Obama last November, Senator John McCain. He says he understands that many workers' jobs are at stake.
Our sympathy is with them, and we will do everything that we can to provide job opportunities, including in the defense industries across this country. But we cannot argue that we should spend taxpayers' dollars for weapons systems simply to create or keep jobs.
McCain says one fact will tell you a lot about the F-22.
This plane has never been flown over Iraq or Afghanistan. It's never part of the two wars that we've been in.
And as Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin notes, even President Bush was unable to stop production of the F-22.
Two administrations now have made an effort to end the F-22 line. This is not a partisan issue. This is a Republican and a Democratic administration that have made this effort.
Defense officials favor a new plane, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, and have plans to build more than 2,000 of them. It's all part of Defense Secretary Gates' push to restructure the military. But Congress is rarely inclined to kill a big weapons program. Independent defense analyst Winslow Wheeler, who spent 30 years on Capitol Hill, sees deep bipartisan resistance to ending F-22 production, even with the president's veto threat.
Secretary Gates has a huge fight on his hands. It's very unclear to me who's going to win this. I'm not even confident that the president and Gates can get the 1/3 plus one votes in the Senate they need to sustain a veto.
A key test of support for the president will come on the defense authorization bill. The Senate's to vote on an amendment sponsored by Senators McCain and Levin that removes the funding for more F-22s. Even those senators concede the votes may not be there to do that. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.